Am I wrong? Falling in love with you. Tell me, am I wrong? Well, falling in love with you. While your other man was out there cheating at night, stepping all over you.
Three-time Grammy winner Keb Moe returns to the Egg in Albany for a solo performance with his mix of country, blues, soul, and pop. The performance will happen Thursday, March 20th at 7:30. And to tell us more, we welcome Keb Moe to the roundtable. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm doing pretty good myself.
Very good to have you here. Is it good being back on the road and doing what you do?
It's great being back on the road. It's always good to be on the road. Sometimes, like, it's always a big dilemma whether being home or being on the road, because I love being with my family. But the nature of the job of playing music is to go on the road.
And so how many, do you know how many dates roughly you do a year?
It varies every year. The first part of this year, I'm doing about 57.
And that's a lot.
It's a good amount.
Yeah.
People do more, but I like to balance it out.
When you come, what are you ultimately, how do you characterize this particular tour, the music that you're bringing to the Egg this time around?
Well, this time I have an EP out prior to my record that's going to be coming out on April 22nd. It's a solo acoustic performance to begin with, but then it morphs into something a little more raucous. It's not a complete solo performance. It started out as one, but it's now a duo originally. But now it's expanded slightly a little more. Not that much more, but just a little more. Instead of a duo, it's now a trio.
The title is The Old Me Better. What does that signify?
That's the title of the EP. The Old Me Better is a song about marriage, basically. Yeah. Song about marriage. That's all I'll say right now. I don't want to spoil the hook.
How is it different from the last album that came out was The Reflection, Grammy nominated? How is this different?
This one is different in that it's more a little bit more of what people expect from Keb Moe, but not entirely. Reflection was a vast departure, and. But this one's a little more down home. It's different from all the other ones as well, but it's just more down home.
Do you think that your audiences understood Reflection and got what ultimately you were trying to do?
Overall, I would say yes and no. At first, it kind of shocked them, I think. But after the fact, I think people kind of settle into it. And I knew when I was recording it, it probably won't be one that people would really just be expecting from me. But that was the album I was making. That's what was going on. That's what I was feeling in that moment. So it's a very honest album. It's not contrived. It's like all my records. It just sounds different, you know? So I think I have the shock that, and I like to shake things up when I make a record a bit because it's just I never want to get too comfortable with myself, you know. I never want to feel like, oh, I got to make this kind of record or else, you know. I like to just do what I want to do.
And you don't worry about, well, okay, they're expecting a blues album from me. This isn't a blues album, but so be it.
I've never worried about that.
Yeah.
But on the last record, I really didn't worry about it.
But then you've returned now on the EP, and I assume the new work will be a little bit more of what we would expect.
Yeah, a little bit more what you would expect, but nonetheless, to me, it's still, I think in my opinion, listening to it, for me, when I look at myself and I look at the past, it's still refreshing.
Are you searching for a sound, or have you definitely found it and you just want to explore the nuances?
I don't know if I've ever been searching for a sound. I'm searching for a songs, you know, and an experience and a way to portray them in a way that reaches people's hearts.
And how do you ultimately know when you have achieved that?
I get this overwhelming feeling of satisfaction that goes over me.
And
I feel satisfied. I feel when I'm in there in the studio and I'm recording, because it doesn't always start out very smooth. Matter of fact, it rarely starts out smooth. You know, it's a very rocky road the way I record. And so I start out with my idea and I start fishing around. I'll redo parts over and over. I'll change things around. I'll start over. And then when I get that to a place where I feel like that's it, that's the song, that's the way I feel it's supposed to be, and everything is right, and I stop working on it, and I stop, and I just start playing it over and over in the studio, that's when I know it's right.
So very seldom is it what you expected when you were sitting down and doing the actual craft of writing it.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's really not the way. And also, the first song kind of, to me, sets the tone for the record. So the first song I recorded on the album was a song called Do It Right that I wrote with Jim Weatherly, the same guy. He's the guy who wrote Midnight Train to Georgia.
Right.
Neither one of us. I wrote it with him. And when I went in the studio to record it, it was the first one, so I had an idea about how it should go. So I brought in a drummer and myself. So I like this record, I started everything with the drums and my guitar and the vocals. The vocal, then guitar and drums played together. I didn't do rhythm sections. Primarily rhythm dates. So I had to search for that first song to really sound right. And it took about 3 tries. And I think it's the 3rd cut on the record. I think it turned out right. But it was a journey. And that's how I do most all my records. I just, at least since probably The Door, that's how all my records have been done. You know?
And you start each track with an acoustic instrument. That was important for you.
Yeah, this one I did. I started always with an acoustic instrument, this album. And so the acoustic guitars and acoustic instruments dominate the record. Even though it's a little more aggressive, acoustic instruments dominate the experience. But there's guitar, electric guitar in the back, you know, but the acoustic instruments are featured.
When you, in that wonderful mix of traditional, but also up-tempo as well.
It's some ballads on there. There's some blues, experimental blues on there, you know, on the record where I try some things with some different type of chord configurations, you know. And it's I like it. It's very accessible. The record is very accessible, and so far the response from my friends and enemies, they like it.
So when you come to the Egg, what can people expect?
We'll have I got 2 gentlemen playing with me. A gentleman on the playing cello and mandolin and guitar, named Tom Shinniff. Ace, and also a drummer named Casey Wozniak.
And when it's three of you, does that give you more room? Do you like that intimacy of having it a little bit more loose than with a larger band?
Yeah, I like it. One thing I'm doing different that I've never done in this particular tour is I'm doing a trio, like guitar, bass, and drums during the second half of the set. You know, electric guitar, bass, and drums, which I rarely do. I've never done. I've always had, when I was in a band, I always had a keyboard support. this time I'm doing it without the keyboard support, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it sounds right to you. You like the sound.
Yeah, it sounds right. I was a little scared to do it, quite frankly with you. Because you have with the guitar, you're just out there naked, you know? There's no, like, big chord that's going to come sweeping up behind you. You know? You're it. You're everything.
Right.
You
know? There's no net.
There's no net. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean that's scary, but it's also what is thrilling about it, and I assume what ultimately gives you the satisfaction.
Yeah, and I didn't do it necessarily to challenge myself. It's just kind of what came up. It was kind of like, well, why don't I just on this song pull the guitar out? And when we were doing the acoustic trio, because it started as a duo, and I was just going to do the guitar with the mandolin, cello accompaniment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But my guitar tech, Casey Wisner, is a very good drummer. So I threw him in on a couple of songs, and it just grew into this really unique, cool thing, which I'm really digging.
Well, Keb Moe will be at the Egg in Albany Thursday, March 20th at 7:30. You can find out more information by going to theegg.org. or by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Keb Moe, great to talk to you. Thanks very much. We look forward to having you in town.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Again, Keb Moe at the Egg on Thursday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
That's right, baby. Life is beautiful. Life is wondrous. Every star above shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night. Somewhere in the world, the sun is shining bright.